public portion is closed. Number six, department head reports. 6.1, you have his report. Mr. Capola resigned today.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question. I don't know if you can answer that question. On the second paragraph of the former finance director's report, do we know what that is about? Does anybody know what that's about?
I didn't have direct knowledge of or speak to Sal directly, but I was advised that it is something that came up at the beginning of 2018 that was...
17.
I'm sorry, end of 2017, beginning of 2018, as this says, January 2018. Everybody here was made aware of it at the time. It was dealt with by the administration and investigated by the police department and found no wrongdoings.
Okay.
Okay, other questions? 6.2, police department. Any questions for... six, appointment of interim financial director.
Mr. Mayor, at this time, in accordance with the Section 32 of the Charter of the City of Derby, I move to approve the mayor's appointment Keith McLiberty as interim finance director for a term of up to 1 year to commence on Monday, November 18, 2019, at the rate of compensation established in the current year's budget and contingent on the submission of his resignation as treasurer.
I have a second.
Second.
All right. Discussion. I'm going to start. Earlier today, I accepted the resignation of the city finance director, Sal Capola. I would like to take a moment to thank Sal for his service to the city. We wish him and his family well. In accordance with Section 32 of the City Charter, subject to your approval, I have appointed Keith McLiberty to serve as the interim finance director. Keith received his Bachelor of Science from Quinnipiac University and a master's degree in finance from the New England Business and Finance College in Boston, Massachusetts. We have the obligation to ensure that our city is properly managed and that city business moves forward. I discovered over the past 2 years that were too many deficiencies in our local government have gone unaddressed for decades. We can no longer wait. I owe it to the taxpayers to get our house in order, and it all starts with our finance director department. Keith was a central player in creating an 8-point recovery plan to help minimize the impact of the city's credit rating. He has the most institutional knowledge of where we have been, and I have confidence that he is the best person for me to work with to create and implement an organizational changes to ensure that no future administration is faced with a budget crisis like I had just had to address. I'm requesting a 1-year term because December is the busiest time of the year. Based on recent budget issues, it is also allow sufficient time to close out open budget year with developing of the next year's budget. I have learned that the rating agency looks for continuity, and accountability. Keith will provide the city with both. Mr. President, I respectfully request that you approve my appointment of Keith McLiberty to the position of interim finance director for the term of 1 year to commence on Monday, November 18, 2019, at the rate of compensation established by the current year's budget and contingent on the submission of his resignation as treasurer. Any other discussion?
Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
What? I'll thank Sal for his service to the city. I know Keith is very competent individual, has worn many hats over the years. I just don't know why don't we just put the job description out for the finance director. We have job description by the charter, by the section, and post it and get the position filled in the permanent nature that the charter says. Based on the motion, I mean, if the treasurer resigns, now we have an interim finance director, but we don't have a treasurer for a period of time. You know, we have a finance office that's functioning. I mean, I don't know what happened when Sal would go on vacation or something. Obviously, it was functioning. And, you know, that's just my concern, is that why are we wasting that time? Put the job out, the job description out. Put it out right now and have it close in a month or so. And we have a qualified candidate, and whoever it is, whether Keith applies or not. I mean, I don't understand why. Listen, I know it's critical, but we also know what happens when we make hasty decisions in this city. So I'm throwing that out there. I mean, I think maybe, you know, a fresh set of eyes with the help of, and I'd say it's going to be fresh, and again, it could be anybody that applies. I just don't, why don't we just put that, post that job? I mean, he resigned. So, I mean, what if he resigned tomorrow? I mean, well, we'd have to have a special, I think it's just, I don't like the way it just has. That's my feeling.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I feel the same way. It's a fast political deal. It was done in today, maybe. I found out about this afternoon. I don't think it's proper 2 weeks after election to shove somebody down the throat like this. And I'm not in favor of it.
Any other discussion?
I hear what you're saying. First of all, Ron, just so you know, nothing political is being done here. I think that we will be without a treasurer for approximately 3 weeks till the new one gets sworn in. But the day-to-day operations of City Hall do count on somebody being there to run the finances and pay the bills. The second thing is we're moving forward. We have an audit coming up. We would leave this position vacant with books that need to be done. I hear your time in part, but 6 months ago, we sat in this hall and we all agreed to this 8-point plan when it was brought up. We all agreed that we needed a bookkeeper. And here we are 6 months later, after monies have been appropriated by the tax board, and we have yet to hire a part-time bookkeeper, let alone a full-time finance director.
Why is that?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. It's been on the agendas many a times. My other concern is, and I'm not saying we can't do things fast, but this does give us time to do it the right way. I read the minutes of the meeting when Sal was put in here. Not one question, not one item in the minutes of the meeting. I wasn't on this board at the time, but I think that was an appointment that the mayor made and everybody just went with. This gives us time to do it the right way. Yet still, the city gets a fluid, functioning finance director who's more than capable of handling what needs to be done on a day-to-day basis.
But right now, if Keith doesn't resign, he's still the treasurer until his term ends.
Correct.
So he's still capable as a treasurer because he's here, and we have a finance office. As far as, I mean, we've had the tax assessor's office function without a tax assessor for a period of time. We've had finance director before get fired, and we hadn't had a finance director. So I'm not saying we don't need it. And, you know, I don't want to get into, you know as well as I, we didn't get a contract back on the bookkeeper. But that's another issue. But I don't think this board as a whole, and I'm not saying the 8-point plan isn't a viable plan, but I don't believe this board as a whole approved that. I don't think there was a vote on it. But you're indicating like we all approved it. But we've been trying to take the tidbits of it and put them into action is what we've been trying to do. But I mean, that's just how I just feel like it's a, we're going to be back to, I don't know. I mean, it just makes sense to me, but that's just the way I feel.
Okay. Any other discussion?
The perception of doing it so fast is terrible. And we answer to the taxpayers.
Absolutely. And that's why we need to get somebody in there. Any other questions?
I'd like to add that, you know, at last month's meeting, we tabled the bookkeeper. So as of
we
now,
didn't have a contract. That's why we're
right, exactly. So we're still waiting on that. So we don't have a bookkeeper. The finance director resigned today, so we don't have a finance director. And also we're transitioning to a new treasurer that doesn't have any experience. So those are three strikes against us. So Keith McLiberty has 23 years of experience and the institutional knowledge of Derby City finances. And, you know, as Mayor Zekin said, you know, we need to rely on the continuity of this eight-point plan and put it into action to make sure that we see it through. And as you said, December's a very important, you know, part of the calendar to make sure that we get this done. And, you know, to table this as well as the bookkeeper and have a new transition to a new treasurer, it makes sense to have Keith on board as soon as possible.
I agree.
Well, maybe we wouldn't have tabled the bookkeeper if we had a contract. So you keep on bringing up that we tabled it, but we tabled because there was no contract for us to see.
No, I understand that.
Okay. Now, I like Mr. McLiberty too. I think he does a good job, but 12 months is a long time for a temporary person. You know, I could see, you know, maybe 2 months, and then you go out to bid, and if Mr. McLiberty wants to apply for the job, and if he gets the job, he gets the job. But 12 months says that you can leave him in there for 12 months.
But then two or three.
We should go out to bid, though, I'm saying.
But if we wait 2 or 3 months, then you're in the middle of...
We're not waiting. I'm saying not 12 months, make it a temporary position for 2 months, and then go out to bid and go out to then post the job now. And if I think we can hire somebody in 2-3 months.
But then we transition to somebody else and we're in the middle of the budget cycle and we have to start over.
It could be somebody else. It could be Keith.
It still could be him.
Any other discussion?
Charlie, would you be in favor of changing the 12 months? It's
up to 12 months. I have full confidence in this administration to move forward as fast as they can to find somebody to replace it. What I would hate to do is, once again, if we set a two-month time limit on it, then within 2 months, this board doesn't have enough time to go out to a job, which got to be posted for probably a month before we get anything back, and then we're going to need another month before we meet again to go over these resumes, and then another month again. But now we're 3 months in, and we only have somebody for 2 months. This gives us the time to digest the information that we get, and then if it goes 3 months, we don't need to come back and say, hey, listen, we've been out without somebody for a month. If it has to go 4 months because we need that time, then we have somebody who in the interim is taking care of the day-to-day business of this place.
But it also is a job. The job gets posted. The mayor makes the recommendation to us. We're not going to see anything until he comes to us and say it's Joe Smith that he recommends for finance director. So it's not, we don't have that. Our role is just approving his recommendation with the salary and qualifications by the
right.
Charter.
But I'm sure that the course of the administration would be to, yes, look at them, figure out what they think the best route is by the people that they get, but then share that information with us. He's going to recommend something.
Still, it's a job posting. It's not like we're going to be, you know, every month we're going to, it's just like anybody else that by the charter that is a recommendation from the mayor.
But
I mean, he's doing that tonight.
Barbara, we can go back and forth, and my only point on that is we could sit here, and the mayor can come back in 2 months saying, I recommend this person, and the first argument we're going to get is, we haven't seen any qualifications, let's table it. And then it's going to get tabled for a month while we look over the qualifications. I'm saying this gives us that time with somebody taking care of things.
I hope that the job posting, with the qualifications by the charter, when the person applies, they're showing they have it.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to call this now. Any more discussion? If not, this is my recommendation. I'm going to call for a vote.
The only one that could call for a vote is the Board of Aldermen itself. They can move the motion. You can't.
Okay.
But if nobody has any further. Only thing I said, everybody's rushing this thing. Everybody's worried.
Okay, everybody. You know,
we replaced John Kennedy with Lyndon Johnson.
Okay, well.
I mean, you're worried about this and that, and you got to shove this down everybody's throat.
And Mr. Mayor, I would call to move the motion.
Thank you. All right. Can we have a roll call vote?
Barbara DeGennaro?
I want to just pass my vote right now.
I'm decided yet. Tom D'Onofrio?
He can start.
Bev Moran?
Yes.
Joe DiMartino?
Yes.
Evelyn Browning?
Yes.
Ron Sell?
No.
Jim DiMartino?
Yes.
Rob Heider?
Yes.
Charlie Sampson?
Yes.
And six yeses.
You have to.
I know, I'm waiting for.
I'm going to just vote no based upon my opinion that I think we should go out to.
And Tom?
The job posting has nothing to do with Mr. McLeary.
Yeah, me too.
Motion carries.
Okay. Number 10, old business. Number 10.1, Joseph Hayden Fieldhouse, burglar alarm contract. Move to approve the annual contract with A-Plus Technologies and Security Solutions, Inc. for central station monitoring for the City of Derby at J.R. Hayden Fieldhouse through Nation